Bank of Cardiff. This is Sam. Could I start with your 16-digit reservation code, please?
Yes, sir. 2311-0001-0002-8677.
All right. I'm sorry. I'm going to run that back one more time. 2311-0001.
Oh, no. 0301.
There we go. Okay. Give me one second. I'm going to pull up your file here.
Okay.
All right. And who am I speaking with?
David Cooper. Carolyn is my wife. She has a little bit of a speech impediment from surgery, and so I'm calling for her. She's right here if you want to talk to her.
Oh, okay. No worries. No worries. Let's see here. And what is the name of the business that you're with?
We own rent houses. It's a sole proprietorship. It doesn't have a specific name.
Oh, okay. All right. All right. Give me one second here. All right. And what's the best number to reach you at, David?
870-266-3082.
3082. All right. Okay. And then
and it takes me about an hour to drive home, so this is the earliest we could call you.
Oh, okay. All right. No problem. No problem. Let's see. We had your billing address over here as 2485 Highway 167 in Evening Shade. Is that correct?
Yeah, 72532. Yes, sir.
Okay. Perfect. Perfect. All right. You said it's a sole proprietorship. How long have you guys been in business?
For about 4 years.
4 years. All right.
Hasn't been at least 4 years, hasn't it, Carol?
Okay.
Bought the first rent house.
Okay. All right. So, you know, we do have a lot of different programs. It kind of depends on what your specific need is. Why don't you tell me a little bit about, you know, what you're looking for, and I'll see if I can point you in the right direction.
Okay. We have two rental properties. One of them has a trailer on it, and one of them has a dwelling house on it. Let's see. We have three rental properties. I know, but I'm just talking about the property is on, both of them's on the same property. Yeah, we have one trailer on it that's we have rented. We have the living house is rented. The other one I've started renovating. It's part of a trailer, and then I built a great room onto it, and we need to finish it up. And that's what part of the reason that we were calling you.
Oh, okay. Trying to finish some renovations.
Right.
Gotcha. All right. Did you have an idea of a, you know, specific amount you were looking for?
Probably around $10,000, right, Carol?
Okay.
Would that be enough, Carol? That'd probably be plenty, I think.
Okay.
And we also had to fix our company truck. It's a Suburban, and we use it to move stuff around with.
Okay. All right.
Wait a minute. She's talking about enough to maybe to pay the loans off. I don't know, on the trailers and the rent house. And then it'll be a lot more.
Okay. All right. Well, you know, let's get an idea of what we're looking at here. What do you guys do? What do you guys do for your yearly gross revenue?
What's the yearly gross, Carolyn? $450 on the one, is it? Or yeah, $450 a month on one, and $250 a month on the other one. And then if we get the third one gone, it'll be probably $450 on it as well, if we get it ready to go.
Okay. $510. Okay. So just to give you an idea, you know, typically we're able to free up 10 to 15% of that top line.
Okay.
So, I mean, you guys are looking at, you know, with all three, what would you say for, you know, a ballpark total, what you're looking at to do for this year?
Well, we need to, at the very least, we need to fix that other one in our Suburban.
Yeah.
Because we use it to move mowers around and things like that. So, yeah, we also have the mowing business that she does. I don't know. I would have to figure out how the gross is on it.
Okay, and is that done through the same sole proprietorship?
Yeah, same sole proprietorship, yes.
Okay, all right. Any idea, like a ballpark guess as to what you guys do for gross on that one?
Carolyn, what do you do on a gross on that one?
Just a ballpark.
Just a ballpark. Probably around 5,000. No,
okay.
No. Wait a minute. I said that wrong. Yeah. I know, but how much do you make, say, a week? A month, you mean? Okay, about 500 a month. We do it for about, she does it for probably 8 months a year, so that'd be 4,000.
Okay. All right. So, you know, just putting those together, you're looking maybe somewhere around 20,000. All total, all in.
Uh-huh. And you only do what percentage of that?
So typically we're able to do 10 to 15%. Now, how about your credit? What's the personal credit look like? Is it good? Is it bad? Is it somewhere
not
in the middle?
Not very good.
Okay.
One of them is over 600. And I don't know why the other, and I think they've got the wrong David Cooper on one of them, because it's under 600, and it shouldn't be that much different. I noticed they've got an address on there that I've never lived at.
Oh, geez.
There's two David Coopers in this county, and we're a real small county, so I've got a feeling it's his.
Okay. All right. Okay, give me a second. I'm just taking some notes. I'm going to try to...
He's a timber broker, and... I think it must be his that they've got on there, because I've never lived in Melbourne, Arkansas, and it's a Melbourne address.
Okay.
I've been here
almost
30 years.
You know, David, to give you a little feedback, you know, if we're talking like a ballpark of 20,000,
right.
You know, it doesn't seem like we're going to be able to get up to that 10 that you're looking for.
Yeah, I understand.
Just based off the programs that would be available, with the credit being where it's at. You're looking more along the lines of like 2.
Okay. That probably would not be enough to do us a lot of good right now.
Yeah, yeah. And I don't want to, you know, spin your wheels if it's not going to solve your problems.
Right. Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Okay. I sure do appreciate it. It doesn't matter. They're not going to be able to do it, Carol.
Okay. Yeah.
I sure appreciate it.
Okay, all right. Thanks a lot, David. I appreciate the call.
Thank you, sir.